Lesson 13.
Words to the text.
Scold.
Schoolmaster.
Question.
Play truant.
Blackbird.
Whistle.
Edge.
Prussia.
Prussian.
Drill.
Meadow.
Sawmill.
Towards.
Mayor.
Bulletin board.
Victory.
Defeat.
Blacksmith.
Notice.
Make fun of.
Schoolyard.
Out of breath.
Repeat.
Occasionally.
Ruler.
Silence.
Orderly.
Schoolmate.
Walk up and down.
France.
Embroidered.
Be seated.
Knee.
Wonder.
Berlin.
Alsace.
Lorraine.
Frighten.
Post.
Words to the dialogue.
Look.
Extra.
Ticket.
Pardon.
Beg pardon.
Manage.
Cross.
Text.
The last lesson. I was very late that morning on my way to school and was afraid of being scolded. The master had told us he would question us on verbs, and I did not know a thing about them, for I had not studied my lesson. For a moment, I thought of playing truant. The air was so warm and bright, and I could hear the blackbirds whistling at the edge of the woods, and the Prussians drilling in the meadow behind the sawmill. I liked this much better than learning the rules for verbs, but I did not dare to stop, so I ran quickly towards school. Passing the mayor's office, I saw people standing before the little bulletin board. For 2 years it was there that we had received all the news of battles, of victories and defeats. What is it now? I thought, without stopping. Then, as I ran along, the blacksmith, who was there reading the notice, cried out to me, "Not so fast, little one. You will reach your school soon enough." I thought he was making fun of me, and ran faster than ever, reaching the schoolyard quite out of breath. Usually, at the beginning of school, the noise of desks being opened and closed and lessons repeated at the top of the children's voices could be heard out in the streets. Occasionally, the master beat the table with the heavy ruler as he cried, "Silence! Please, silence!" I had hoped to be able to take my seat in all this noise without being seen. But that morning the room was quiet and orderly. Through the open window I saw my schoolmates already in their places. The master was walking up and down the room with the iron ruler under his arm and a book in his hand. As I entered, he looked at me kindly and said, without scolding, "Go quickly to your place, little Franz. We were going to begin without you." You should have been here 5 minutes ago. I climbed over my bench and sat down at once at my desk. Just then I noticed, for the first time, that our master wore his fine green coat and his black silk embroidered cap. But what surprised me most was to see some of the village people seated on the benches at the end of the room. One of them was holding an old spelling book on his knee, and they all looked sadly at the master. While I was wondering at this, our schoolmaster took his place. "Children," he said, "this is the last time that I shall give you a lesson. An order has come from Berlin that no language but German may be taught in the schools of Alsace and Lorraine. A new master will come tomorrow who will teach you German. Today is your last lesson in French. I beg you to pay attention." These words frightened me. This was what they had posted on the bulletin board then. This was what the blacksmith was reading. Dialogue.
A telephone conversation. "Hello, is that you, Mary? This is Jane speaking. Look, there's going to be a concert at our school, and I've got an extra ticket. Would you like to come?" "Certainly. What time is the concert?" "Beg pardon?" "I'm sorry, but I still can't hear you." "Oh, tomorrow night at 7:45. I think I can manage." "You remember how to get to our school, don't you?" "Let me see. I take the number 7 bus and get off at... Then I cross the road and turn right. Isn't that right?" "That's right. It's only about 10 minutes' walk from the bus stop to my place."